Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Hey, it's the end of the week. Jesus didn't come back this week, but he could come back tonight. I hope you're waiting for him. He's wonderful. I'm waiting for him. Can't wait to see him. He's the one who's taken care of all my sins. He's taken them on himself. What about you? Can you say that about Jesus? He's wonderful. All this week we've been speaking about his name, the name of Jesus. It's the name above every name. Did you know that we teach and preach in the name of Jesus? Check it out. Acts 4, 17 to 18. Acts 5, 28. Did you know that the apostles cast out demons in the name of Jesus? Oh, I've been in India, you know. I've seen strange things. I wouldn't go and minister in any of those places without the name of Jesus, because there's authority in that name. We pray for the sick. I hope you pray for the sick. You say, well, I'm not a minister. Of course, if you're a believer, you're a minister. Pray for the sick. Yeah, but don't pray in your own name. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray for everything in the name of Jesus. Meet in the name of Jesus. Remember, when you gather with your other believers, I don't care what the label is in the door, meet in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Does this mean that the name of Jesus is kind of like a magic formula? No. No, for this name, Jesus, to do all the things I'm saying it will do, we have to have faith in his name. Oh, yes. You see, Peter explained that, and he says, Acts 3, verse 16, there was a fellow healed, and Peter says, and his name, that's the name of Jesus, through faith in his name has made this man strong. And you see and know, yes, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And so we've got to have faith in the name of Jesus. You've got to have faith to see your sins being forgiven. But faith is simple, because it's a gift. It's a gift from God. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And faith will cause you to embrace Jesus as your only hope. Yeah, Jesus is unique, totally. And his name is unique because it represents him. It represents him in all his power and his character and his majesty. And Jesus himself is present when we call on his name and use his name in ministry. Well, this is not some kind of a dead faith I'm calling you into. No, Jesus is alive. Yes, he died on the cross, but he's not dead today. He's alive. He's risen from the grave. He's alive, and he's right where you are. Call on him and he'll save you. Call on him and he'll meet your need. I challenge you. Call on the name of the Lord. Oh, yes. He is the one. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Yeah. And it's an exalted Christ that we worship today. But do you know him? Has he saved you? You know this. You're a sinner. Then if you know that, then come to him. You don't have to go through a rigmarole. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will gloriously save you. And that's the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.